Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests are here from the Juno Montessori School. Welcome Elise Sorenberg, Executive Director on an interim basis. Hi.
Hi. It's great to be here.
And Darren Snyder's here with us, too, representing parents of a former JMS student. So welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks. So you're both here today to kind of talk about Montessori education in Juno in general. From what I understand, you mainly like to share with our listeners some information about the school's philosophy, role in the community, and how to connect with you to find out more to enroll a child. So let's start at the beginning. What's a Montessori school?
So Montessori education is a educational philosophy. It's a pedagogy that was created by Dr. Maria Montessori in Italy at the turn of the century, about 100 years ago. And what's really exciting about Montessori education is that it's ahead of its time. This methodology was based on her observations of children. And what's great about it is the more we learn in current neurological research, the more Montessori philosophy is supported. So that's really wonderful to find out. So Montessori is a child-centered philosophy and has a core belief of supporting a child's independence and ability to learn self-control and positive social interactions. It's a hands-on learning that's centered around active engagement with the environment.
And what's some of the history of Montessori education in Juno? I mean, at least how long have you been teaching at Montessori schools?
So I've been part of Juno Montessori since about 2011 is when I started working there as a substitute and then became an assistant. And then the year after went to my training. I was a lead teacher for 4 years and then was kind of the outdoor education lead at the school for the past couple of years. Now I'm in this new role, so.
And so it sounds like from your standpoint, you embrace the philosophy. Obviously, you endorse it. Darren, what about you? You've had students, you know, children, your own children in Montessori school. What's your opinion of the Montessori education?
Well, I've loved it. In fact, Grace, who's sitting here, has been part of Montessori since she was 1.5. And
Grace doesn't want to talk.
Not yet. do share whenever you like. And now she's 8. Throughout all these years, the Juno Montessori School, that school there in Douglas, the big white historic school in Douglas, was an excellent home for her education, and as well our son who followed in her footsteps. And each of them spent about 4 years there with that program. There were changes along the way, you know, different teachers, different executive directors and such. And it's a nonprofit, so, you know, it's always a little bit, you know, moving around as far as an organization goes, but far and above it, they were able to deliver very well for our kids' education. And we do, similar to what Elise was just sharing, we found that our kids really were able to connect with the pedagogy and really kind of learn independent skills and the self-control and all that kind of really good pro-social behavior. And they just loved it. And they had a great education there.
So you'll have to educate me a little bit more on Montessori education. How many schools are there in Juno and what grades do they go up to?
So our school, which is Juno Montessori over on Douglas, we go up through age 6, so we serve children between the ages of 15 months and age 6. We have a toddler community and 2 primary classrooms, and those primary classrooms are ages 3 to 6, so they're multi-age classrooms. Montessori education is built around a developmental philosophy of 3-year cycles, so our school deals with children in what Montessori calls the first plane of development. That's between the ages of 0 and 6. In Juno, there's also Montessori Borealis, which is part of the public school system. And that goes from Children's House, which is the primary age, all the way up through middle school. And that's a public option for elementary.
So after one or the other, they might transition into a public school, elementary
yeah.
school, middle school, something like
so
that.
So Gracie, for example, not to pick on her because she's here, she came into my classroom when I was an assistant teacher And I had her through kindergarten, through her kindergarten year, and then she went to Montessori Borealis and now attends Montessori Borealis. So that's kind of the ideal of how we like it to happen, but, you know.
Gracie, can I ask you a couple questions? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's like a day in the life like for a Montessori school student?
Well, you come into the classroom and you have your stuff for the day and you get your own cubby and you put like your shoes in the cubby and your stuff, and then you put your lunch box on a shelf, and then you start finding a work.
So you go find something to do.
Yeah.
And it's kind of whatever you feel like doing, but you guys have things like stations set up for learning?
So how Montessori works is it's not really stations. Everything's accessible on low open shelves, and everything is child-directed for the most part. We do like small group lessons and that kind of thing. But the rule of thumb is the teacher's job is to be the guide. We don't really call our teachers necessarily. We call them guides. And their job is to connect the child to the environment. So they give them lessons based on what they're observing and what they think the child needs developmentally at that time. And then once a child's had a lesson on a work, they can choose it independently anytime they would like, as long as it's available on the shelf.
And Gracie, another question for you. When you were at Juno Montessori, and you were one of the older kids there, did you help out with the younger kids too sometimes?
Yes. And sometimes you could give them lessons, but not all of the times. And sometimes if they like needed help like with like a word, you could like sound it out for them.
Did you enjoy doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're a good big sister, so you probably had some experience. So Montessori is a philosophy we already discussed. There are also ways to give your children a Montessori education at home, right? Not necessarily full-time in the homeschooling sense, but in play and learning and things like that. Do you want to discuss any of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure Darren can talk to this to some extent as well, because he actually has children. I don't have my own children. But there's a lot you can do to support Montessori at home. And kind of the mantra is do with, not for. So it's really about involving your kids in your day-to-day life and making it so that they can be active participants in your home life, and organizing things in a predictable way. So helping cook dinner or having more limited choices with getting dressed in the morning. Like for a toddler, for example, instead of having drawers full of clothing, you can set the environment up for them in a way that lets them choose, do I want the red shirt or the blue shirt? So it's really scaffolding that decision-making ability. And you can do it in a lot of different ways at home. The easiest way to do it is having a low shelf in your living room where children can access materials, and not necessarily Montessori materials, but tactile materials, hands-on learning materials, independently and on their own, because that's really the core of the philosophy, is that being able to make their own choices. So encouraging choice and encouraging engagement.
Anything to add, Darren?
Yeah, it's kind of coincidentally just this morning in our house, we're getting up a little bit extra early because we are on East Coast time. Because of that, we have a little bit extra time in the mornings. And Grace this morning took it upon herself to make muffins on her own. And she, you know, that definitely develops a sense of self and pride and capability, and rightfully so. And so you know, it's like this kind of. It really just meshes well with what our personal family philosophy is around having the kids, you know, be, you know, learning how to be doing it themselves and making their own choices and giving them the tools to do that.
Great. Well, thanks for all the background information. I'm thinking that enrolling in a Montessori school is probably what you would like our listeners who are parents of young children to consider as well. So what does that entail? What's your capacity like? Is there space in the upcoming school year for full-time enrollment?
Yeah, absolutely. So in our primary classrooms, that's the ages 3 to 6, we do have enrollment availability this coming school year. And what we really encourage parents to do is to come observe. So that's the first step in seeing if Montessori is something you're willing to commit to for your family. We say Montessori is right for every child, but not necessarily for every family. So sometimes you really do need to weigh those options for your own family. But what you do want to do is just come check it out. Come into the classroom, see what the morning work cycle's like, see what the interactions between the teachers and the children are like. And then after that, you'll meet with me, and we'll talk about any questions you might have about the philosophy and any questions you might have about things you saw in the classroom, and discuss whether it's something you're interested in. So, and we're mostly primarily looking for 3 and 4 year olds for our program right now.
Great. More information at Juno Montessori School's website?
Yeah, so our website has actually a full page on enrollment. There's a link at the top that says information for parents, and if you click on that, the first thing on there is enrollment information. So our website is www.junomontessorischool.org. And then one other thing we're really working on as a school community right now is connecting more with the community. So we're trying to use our Facebook page more to announce events and parent nights and that kind of thing.
That's great. And Darren, you've been through the process. Is it pretty painless to get your children enrolled in Montessori
school? Oh, yeah. You know, once you're going for it, they make it easy. On the note around community engagement within the with Juno Montessori School, my work now with the University of Alaska allows me to get it to different places and do garden projects and school garden projects. And folks may have noticed there's a beautiful high tunnel, one of those big hoop houses now at the Juno Montessori School. And so I've been able to get in there and work with the kids. And then other community members and educators have been able to get in there and just work with the kids and work with the JMS community. And one of the other things that, even though they're a private nonprofit, I was just talking to Elise about their new playground plans, where they're going to have new equipment put in there, and the gate's always open kind of situation, at least when school's not in, that community members can come in and use it as a resource. And I think that's a nice way that they're integrated into the community as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much to all three of you for sharing the information about Juno Montessori Schools. Is there anything else you'd like to add while you're here?
Well, I would just say, if you're interested, keep an eye on our Facebook page. Our parent nights are always open to the public. So even if you're not enrolled in our program, you can come learn more. We're going to be doing those every other month this fall. And then we're also going to be implementing a new event called Maria and Mimosas. So that'll be like a monthly Montessori theory kind of book club. So.
Oh, that sounds
keep an eye out for that.
That sounds like a great event, a good idea and interesting stuff. And we have a link to your website on our Juno Afternoon page, to kto.org/JunoAfternoon. So you can connect to the Juno Montessori School website there. Gracie, you get the last word. Should kids who are thinking about coming to Montessori School just do it?
Yes.
Thank you, Gracie. Thanks, all three of you, Darren, Elise. Yeah, we'll talk to you again another time.
Thanks.
Thanks, Shelley.